Greeting in the Lord's name, your speaker once again, John Horn, and we shall proceed a little further along the lines that we have been considering, showing that a sheep of Christ or one who is in Christ can never perish. And we pointed out already St. John, one of the strongest passages, I'm sure, that no one could possibly, if they're sincere and honest before God, could get around. But now I shall just point out my reasons for believing in the eternal security of the believer. And you take these passages down, and then we'll go over some of them as we have time. We believe in the eternal security of the believer because of the plain statement of Scripture, and his word, of course, is unchangeable. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Then we believe in eternal security because of the position of the believer, and you would find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17, and then also in Ephesians chapter 2. You read the entire chapter, but in Ephesians chapter 2, we are seen as seated with him in the heavenly places. That's our present position. And then we believe in eternal security because we are in possession of the Holy Spirit of God. And if you want to read in the first chapter of the epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, and I'm sure it would be of interest, and I could further say of real profit to your soul, because we are in possession of the Holy Spirit of God. If you read chapter 1 and verse 13, it goes like this, in whom we have trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And then this very same epistle tells us over in chapter 4 that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of God until, not until we sin, not until we displease our Lord in one way or another, but until, he says, the day of redemption. Now we believe in eternal security because of the purpose of our God. And I hope you'll turn to this passage with me. You'd find it in the epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, and we shall look at about we'll look at about verse 29 to 39. I wish you could read the whole section, but we simply can't do it. But in 29 we read, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that we might be the firstborn among many brethren. And then he goes on to tell us further about his purpose concerning us. And then the end of the chapter, it ends by telling us there is no separation. For in verse 35 he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ, or tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And will you listen to this now? For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, God has purposes concerning us, and he's been telling us, invading every possible scene from whence there could come opposition, an attempt to destroy or take away that life he gives. And then he tells us that we are not only conquerors, but we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, we believe in eternal security because of the promise of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you were to turn to the Gospel by St. John, and I wish you'd take the time to do that, in St. John chapter 7, you read there a most interesting statement, and I, as I recall it, it is about verse 37. St. John chapter 6 and verse 37 says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And then our blessed Lord even says further, all that the Father has given me have I lost none. What a record. And that's the record our blessed Lord has. And therefore, we unreservedly rest upon his finished work and his faithful word. You trust him today with that soul of yours. And thank God we can give you his assuring word that that soul who trusts him can never possibly be lost. hear him, believe him today, and salvation is yours.